This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Once again, to the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview for the next 50 or so minutes of what's going on with American family farmers, not the big ag, big corporate farms, but on the American family farm where things are grown and we pay attention to the details of what's happening in the soil, what's happening to the animals, happening to produce. It's for those folks. And dedicated to the success of those folks is our, that's our mantra. Here come up with ideas, people who have successfully done certain things, maybe give you some ideas. It's all about the farm, the family, the food, farm businesses run by farm families, the locavores who enjoy our food. We're going to spend some time talking about this year's Farm Aid with one of the directors of Farm Aid in a few minutes. First, though, I start off each of our visits with some news. And I try, later in the hour, I have my comments, basically my own point of view on things, but I guess, the truth be told, I inveigled some of my own thoughts into even some of the news stories. That's because I've been doing talk radio shows since 1974, and that seems to be our stock in trade. The people want to know what we think. After you hear the facts, then people want to know what's the story behind the story. So as I look at the number of dairy farms around our country, the number falling off by nearly 20,000. Can you even begin to imagine that? We have 20,000 fewer dairy farms in our country than we did 10 years ago. So when I look at there's a program run by an organization called Dairy Management. The money comes out of the farmer's milk checks. If you're selling to DFA, as most people are, Dairy Farmers of America, which is supposed to be the co-op, but it's controlled by Dean Foods and that bunch of thieves. Anyway, this is a non-profit. Supposed to promote milk and cheese and other dairy products. Spend $160 million a year that comes to them through the mandated payments. We don't have a choice as dairy farmers. The government says you must pay into this. It's a law. So we do. I think it's 2 or 3 cents a hundredweight. I've forgotten what the number is now. But anyway. So if you go back to, let's go back a couple of years, all right? 2017, 503 dairy farms closed in Wisconsin alone, and 1,600 around the rest of the country. 10 executives at this organization that is a non-profit were paid an average of $800,000 each. The 10 collected over $8 million. Thomas Gallagher, the CEO, gets paid $1 million a year. $1 million a year. The former Secretary of Agriculture, Thomas Vilsack, who used to be governor of Iowa, vice president, he got paid $800,557 last year. That's a pretty good bump from congressional pay and being a governor. Congressional pay is, what, $167,000 a year, and a lot of people think those guys are overpaid. So Vilsack took good care of himself, got inveigled with his group, and some of the other officials and board members have taken trips to the Super Bowl on this organization. They get health club benefits under the executive flexible benefit account. And here we are looking at the numbers dwindling by leaps and bounds. This is an outrage. It is. As much as we look at any farmer I know is either is under or is on very close to the cusp of not being able to make it because of the collaboration of these phonies that I was just naming and some of the others that are there. They'll tell you that they're paid for by corporate sponsorships and all this other stuff, or they take trips because of corporate sponsors. That kind of, it's bad. And it just is, it's feather bedding at its worst, and this kind of stuff. If it wasn't, if the situation with dairy farmers wasn't so dire, it would be something different. But it is. Promoting dairy, why do we have to have all these phonies making $8 million a year to promote dairy? You hire a good PR agency, and if you're going to spend that kind of money, you spend it buying advertising and being exposed about, you know, give the public something to understand about the products that we are developing on our farms, the kind of milk that's available, the cheeses, the ice cream, all the other ancillary products that go along with it. So I have no tolerance for this kind of stuff. I have no patience for it. I look at this and I think again about, we're down to 100 dairy farms in Massachusetts. There are fewer dairy farms in California, the two states where I live. The dairy farms in California are huge. We don't have any huge dairy farms in Massachusetts. I think I might be able to find one that had 400 milking cows, 400 to 500. I think there's one down in Westport near New Bedford, but there aren't a lot anyway. And so you go, even go to the Midwest, you find in Indiana a couple of farms that have 20,000 cows. In California, you go through that southwest corridor of New Mexico and Arizona and into California, and there are huge dairy, they're not farms, they're dairy factories that are there. And those are the, that's where all this money is. It's kind of like Trump and the, you know, the help for dairy farmers not going. I just, you know, I got a notice that I was going to get $189 in the president's help to the farmers, you know, the $16 billion. It ended up being $89, not $189, transferred into my account. Now, you know, I don't need it for that reason, but the people who do have gotten screwed. Money is, I think I went over this with you last week or the week before, how much money was going to the people that run some of the hedge funds that own lots of land and dairy interests. It's just, all right. So I've made my point, I think. You know, maybe you didn't even know this organization existed before I told you. You don't know who the people are. I'm looking at pictures of some of these characters that are members, you know, standing on a stage, the dairy management people. Gallagher looks like a good old boy. Vilsack, these guys make me sick. All right, so there. I've given you that food for thought. In a moment, we're going to talk about the people who really help the American family dairy farmer and other farmers as well, with one of the organizers of Farm Aid here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, I want to think about and help you to think about and focus on a problem that a lot of us have as we get older. That is, we've enjoyed a lot of great things, the food that is sweet, a lot of fats and carbs, that sort of thing, and then pies and cakes and cookies and ice cream and candy. Well, that takes its toll sooner or later on your blood sugar level. So if you've been diagnosed, if you've been tired lately and you went to the doctor and they did a blood workup on you and they said, oh, your blood sugar's too high, they put you on some medication, and you don't like medication, you don't like drugs. So here's the best way out for you out of that problem. Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, natural blend of 10 key ingredients, support healthy blood sugar levels so you can have a normal life and enjoy all the things like the candy, the cookie. Now, don't overdo it. But you won't, you know, be put on a strict diet, which is what happens to a lot of people that really have a bad blood sugar problem and ends up in diabetes. Let's protect ourselves against that. Let's prevent it. There are a lot of studies that back each of the 10 ingredients in Curalin. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. I spell it each time because you'll need that when you go online to Curalin.co. Don't type in .com. It's .co. Curalin.co, use the DJV promo code. You get $20 off the first month's supply of Curalin. Get on it. Let's see what we can do about your glycemic levels. Keep the numbers where you will be happy and you'll have a fuller life. Curalin.co. Use the promo code DJV for $20 off the first month's supply.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Time for us now to focus on the annual Farm Aid Festival. A lot of people will tell you, especially government types, painting a rosy picture of the farm economy, which is nonsense. I was looking at an article in The Hill arguing that the negative effects of the president's trade war, nothing but an overblown narrative, which is complete BS. So having said that, I want to spend as much time as I can here talking to Jennifer Fahey, who is the communications director for Farm Aid. I've been with them working on this project for the last 15, 16 years. I've forgotten, Jennifer, I think you and I have talked a number of times, whether you're a farm person or you're a farm kid. Were you a farm kid?
I unfortunately was not. Okay. I'm a farm kid wannabe.
That's the way the rest of the world is, more and more. Well, people are so removed. Don't you think it's part of the problem is, with understanding the crisis, and I don't like using that word. I very rarely use it because I think it's so overused by the news media. But we really do have. If you don't think that the struggle for family farms and farmers is real, then you haven't driven in the states where the farm economy is falling apart. You look at the status of the barns and the homes. I've gone to a couple of auctions lately, and you drive through New York and Pennsylvania. It really is distressing, and then you wonder out loud, if you got any brains, where's our food going to come from? You're looking down the road, you know, and if this isn't, this is an effort that gets a lot of attention. A lot of farms get helped by it, and I want to talk to you about that. Let's talk about who's going to be in the lineup, and then where the money goes. I think that's one of the important things for people to understand. More people from outside, I think, would support Farm Aid's work, not just farmers, if they knew where the money went. So we'll talk. I was just talking, I don't know if you heard me or not, about those phonies from the Dairy Promotion Board that get $800,000 a year. That's, you know, something to compare that to what the farmers are making as we focus on Farm Aid here on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on in. Pay the loans down.
We've launched a podcast for the American Family Farmer. As a matter of fact, the one that is most recently affixed to the American Family Farmer Show website, where you can find all of our podcasts, is a focus of, we talk about news, some of the college offerings now that you can get to understand how to do farmer marketing, for example. And then on the podcast that's now present, the most recent one at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, we meet Sean Helene of Bethesda Farm. This was a fellow who was not from the farm world. He started because he loved local eggs, and he quit working, I think, on Wall Street, if I remember correctly. You can hear the story. He and his brother received the first organic hens in pastures near Jacksonville, Florida, and they have been very focused on the welfare of their hens. Find out how they do that, how their organic pasturing works, how this quiet little setting has provided really fabulous eggs, and you get all of the story about the machinery that's necessary, that sort of thing. And that's what we're best known for here on the American Family Farmer. So you want an insight into poultry and egg farming, that's what this latest episode is all about, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid. The people who are in the lineup, it's the usual cast. Last one I went to was in suburban Chicago. I think it was maybe 5 years ago. That was the last Farm Aid I went to. And it had all the usual characters there and then some up-and-coming performers. But they really have an outstanding lineup of talent. And this is first-class front-page talent, not somebody that, came off the farm to sing. Right, Jennifer?
That is correct. We start with an amazing lineup of our board members, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews, and then we add additional artists from there. And this year we're talking about Bonnie Raitt, Luke Combs, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, Margot Price, Jamie Johnson, Tanya Tucker, Brothers Osborne, Yola, and the list goes on.
I remember Mavis Staples was on stage at the show I went to.
That was amazing. What a performance.
She's still fabulous. She's still fabulous. You know, it would be nice to have some more radio people there. I'd like to be more of a participant, but I can never really muster up the interest. It seems that Willie, and I'm not, this isn't a critical comment, it just is that the more radio you get, the more exposure you get, the better I think the overall attention is, because you want people not only from the farming community to go, but you want people who are users of the product. You want the locavores. You want the people who are understanding what's going on. They want to support, and they're eager to do. And a lot of times they don't know how to do it, but contributing at farmaid.org would be one way, or being able to work in this arena, like having a voice, an announcer, one of the farm guys. I'd do it if I was asked to do it. I just think that kind of stuff gives you more reason to talk about it. And we really do have a reason this year more than ever. Every year, you know, I remember when Willie first started talking about this, how he said American farming community was falling apart. Well, that was decades ago. And look at what we're, you know, it isn't that Farm Aid hasn't worked. It's not big enough because the problem is so deep. Right?
I mean, right. Exactly. Farm Aid never set out to solve the problem. It was to create awareness and bring more people to understand what the problem is and how to get their
message. Yeah.
And it's going to take all of us to make a difference in the system.
I think we have a connection problem. You want to fix that, Kara? We'll take a pause here for a moment. Let's see if we can work a little bit more into Farm Aid's mission as we continue here for a few more moments.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With growing attention on the dangers of vaping, especially in young people, the White House has announced plans for a ban on thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar.
No child should ever use a vaping or e-cigarette product.
There have been 6 recent deaths connected to vaping, and hundreds of breathing illnesses have been reported.
That's how the First Lady got involved. She's got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it.
The president said the First Lady is very involved in the ban. The American Vaping Association is against the proposed ban. Spokesperson George Connolly.
A ban is not going to stop drug dealers
from selling THC cartridges with dangerous chemicals in them.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to bad harvest honey.
That's the American family farmer. I'm one of those. Doug Steffen is my name. My farm is in Framingham, Massachusetts, where I grew up and I've lived all my life. The farm is called Eastleigh Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. I would love to have people check it out and send me comments. I'm there and with that mission and with this to bring more attention to what's going on the farms. As a matter of fact, I think to me, I'm thinking Jennifer Fahey, who's here from Farm Aid, your headquarters are in Boston, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
I don't know why. I've never been to the headquarters, I don't think I've ever had if close personal contact with any of you folks in there, which seems kind of silly when I'm right around the corner, and a pretty good example. It'd be nice to have the aid, but I'm certainly not in the same position for lots of different reasons as these people who are being, if the word is celebrated, certainly we are here to celebrate the food that's produced on the family farm. There is great music and entertainment for sure, but it's more about what is what's being produced. I think you have some very interesting concessions, and you set it up there in Wisconsin so that it really feels like you're on the farm, right?
Exactly. We change out all of the ingredients for all of the food that's served that day. So on September 21st, we'll be serving 30,000 concert goers food that comes from family farms. You can get your traditional concert venue items like hamburgers and hot dogs, but we also have fresh apples, apple pie, cider, local milk, local cheese, you name it. Especially in Wisconsin, we'll have local cheese.
Yeah.
But you name it, you can find it at Farm Aid, and it's very likely that the farmer who produced it will be there at the festival with you.
The festival started in 1985 when there was trouble on the farm. More to the point, this year, the average loss on a farm was almost $2,000. In other words, the median farm income is negative $2,000. And when you look around at the shape of the buildings, how much it costs to borrow money, I mentioned before you got on the air, I went to a couple of auctions the last few weeks, one of them in Pennsylvania, which is a beautiful dairy state, and New York State, which used to be a great dairy state, but the government of the state is such a mess. You see all of these barns falling down, the decrepit conditions, especially the dairy of farms, and it just is amazing to me that people don't wake up, but they're so far removed. That's why, you know, calling attention through Farm Aid, not just for farmers, but to everybody. So how do you reach out? We're talking about the concessions. How do you reach out to people to get the average person who's a locavore to support what Farm Aid is doing, Jennifer?
Well, you make those connections. We bring festival goers together with the artists and the farmers. We inspire them with music and with the stories of the farmers. We have the farmers on stage sharing their stories. And out in the audience connecting with people so that people can, you know, shake the hand of a farmer, begin to understand the barriers that they face in bringing good food to all of us and caring for our soil and water. And, you know, they begin to understand that they do have a role to play. You know, next weekend they might be at the farmer's market. They might decide to sign up for a CSA and support a farmer year-round with that upfront payment of becoming a share member in the farm like you do in a CSA program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about making those connections and helping people understand that the small things they can do not only impact farmers directly, but also increase the joy they feel about eating or bringing a meal to the table for their family. You know, it's a way, we all want to be farm kids, right? We just said.
Yes.
And connecting to farmers and having those experiences is a way that we can all engage in agriculture and enjoy it and have it be part of our lives.
So I'm looking at the number of women who are taking over certain farm operations, women who own land, women who are actually farmers, some women who've grown up on the farm, some women through their experiences in life are doing what men have been doing almost exclusively, and that is going into land management, land ownership, renting, if you will. Aren't there more women who are much more of an influence on the family farm than used to be the case?
Absolutely, at least publicly now. I think it also used to be the case. It just wasn't publicly
right.
acknowledged.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we still have a generation of women farmers who we work with who still call themselves farm wives, and they're out milking the cows every night.
Right.
So, you know, there is a traditional aspect of saying it's the male who's farming and it's the woman who's the farm wife, and I think we all know that's not necessarily the case in terms of how the work is being done and shared. But certainly, yes, women have a tremendous role in making sure that the farms are running. And in the case, especially for sustainable agriculture, it's a lot of women who are helping to shift that culture of agriculture to be more concerned about how are we caring for the soil, how are we making sure the water is clean, how are we making sure that this land is going to be healthy and fertile for the next generation and the next 10 generations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really exciting to see. We have amazing women farmers who come to Farm Aid every year. We'll actually be highlighting a group in Wisconsin called the Soil Sisters, and they are a group of more than 200 women now, I think, who are coming together on a regular basis to celebrate agriculture, to talk about the ways they can, you know, enrich their farms and bring people onto their farms. So they're doing a lot of agritourism. They're doing a lot of trainings and workshops to get people out to the farm and into the barn door to learn how to make cheese, for instance, or to have a farm stay weekend with the family and understand that, you know, farms are all about good food, but they're also about a lot more than that, too.
There's a stereotype that doesn't fit anymore. I don't know that I thought about it. When I grew up in the community where I live, I was considered unusual even at that point, and that was decades ago. Being on the farm, working on the farm, when a lot of my friends were playing football or doing other things after school, I came home and went to work on the farm. And that was something, there was a comfort level. Maybe that's why I stayed so close to it over the years. It was a comfort level. I don't know what would have happened to me if I didn't have the farm to go to or be around, learning about animals, the experiences, the values in life that are typified more by what goes on the farm. I love that name, by the way, Soil Sisters.
They're great. You'd love them. Yeah,
fabulous.
We talk to a lot of farmers who have grown up on the farm and appreciated the hard work it taught them. But then also when the time came, they said, I'm getting as far as I can away from the farm.
Yeah.
And yet we're talking to them today as farmers. So even those people who, you know, turned away from agriculture or their rural communities often come back, even though they hadn't expected they would in their 20s. And there's that comfort level and a level of engagement that and connection that you don't necessarily find in a regular office job.
Right. You know, you don't. Although a lot of people, a fellow we have on the podcast I was just talking about a few minutes ago, it was on last week, had worked on Wall Street, made money, and so he's used that money to build this farm that he, I guess, had dreamed about. Although he never came from the farm, he knew that's where he wanted to end up. And so he worked for 34 years in a business that allowed him to amass enough money so he can farm. And that's the shame of this all. Like, you gotta, the people who are successful today have to have money, and then do you ask yourself, do you understand what that means for the future? What's gonna happen? Right. Where's the food gonna be produced? I say this all the time. If we don't change our evil ways here, where are we gonna be? Never mind, we're not gonna be the breadbasket of the world. We're not gonna be able to feed ourselves. And that's part of what's underscored, I think, by the message of the Farm Aid Festival, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. Neil Young often says it on our stage, you know, we don't want a food system that's too big to fail, and that's the direction we continue to head into. We know what that does when it collapses. We saw it with our banks, and we had to bail them out. And, you know, right now we're making those trade payments to try to bail farmers out for these terrible policy decisions that are
awful.
You know, not the entire reason farmers are suffering right now, but one of the many reasons that farmers are suffering. And there's no solutions being proposed out there except for the farmers and the farm groups. And that's a lot about what we'll be doing next week in Wisconsin. We're going to be talking to farmers and showing how they're coming together to build their power and how they're advocating for solutions that Washington you know, we'll hopefully wake up in here and start to put into place. But, yeah, we're heading in a dangerous direction, and everyone should be concerned because, you know, there's 1% of us who farm.
They don't know because they go to the grocery store and teach their kids that the food comes out of the grocery store. They don't even bring them to the farm anymore, the local produce. This is the crisis. This is the situation. Let's see if we can work a little bit more into Farm Aid's mission as we continue here for a few more moments with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid. First, I'm going to help you lose some weight the intelligent way by using Calitrin. Farmers, if I've noticed this at the auctions I've gone to of late, maybe because of the stress level, farmers are eating more, they're heavier, and if you're thinking you need to change that, then this is the way to change it. By using a product, an all-natural product for weight loss called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren's main ingredient is collagen. Young men are, remember that from biology, but 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. And we stopped producing it in our 20s. So this is a way of jump-starting it. You got to stay on the program about 5 or 6 months. Go to toploss.com, use the promo code DJV, and you get 6 for the price of 3. Right now, while the supplies last and while this deal lasts, buy 3 and get 3 free. Use the DJV code at Calitren.com or toploss.com. Save your life. Save some money. Let's get on the program with Calitren at toploss.com. Use the code DJV to save 50% on your purchase.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising. This ad is sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention! This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981. And Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-972-1329. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-972-1329. You must protect your legal rights. 800-972-1329. Again, 800-972-1329.
So you can get tickets at LiveNation.com for Farm Aid. The prices are $54 to $249, depending on where you want to sit and what the program is. Also get a lot of information at FarmAid.org, Twitter, the usual connections at FarmAid.org/festival. You can use the hashtag FarmAid2019 in communications as well. Lots of ways to get information. Go to Facebook.com/FarmAid. That's a good thing as well. So the mission here, as we work toward trying to get people back, can we ever save? We can't go back to the way it was, though, Jennifer, really, can we?
Well, I think we need to have that as a goal.
I do, too.
I
agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are seeing young people wanting to return to the farm, wanting to start a farm, even though they have no farm experience or didn't grow up on a farm.
And they often don't have any money either. They don't have the money.
Right, but there are great programs being funded right now by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help people get started. And there's lots of programs being proposed that could do a lot more. So I think we have to keep positive and just keep working towards those solutions so farmers can stay on the land and more farmers can get on the land. We don't want to see everything paved over. I know you know that really well with Eastley Farm yourself.
Exactly. What is that old expression from Joni Mitchell's song? Took down the trees to put up a parking lot or something. It is very poignant here. Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid on American Family Farmer.
Thank you. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to the farm. Where you can run.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Looking at one of the trades with all the auction calendar every week, more and more farms and farm-related businesses going out of business. It's frightening, actually. For those of us who've been on the farm, it really is. The people that are holding on. I get, I was at an auction a couple of weeks ago. The farmers are talking about what, this is in Pennsylvania, getting paid. The one fellow where the auction was being held was a 250 cow farm, nicely done in a wonderful area. Father died. That's why they're having the auction of equipment, because he can't do both the milking and the growing. His father used to take care of the growing. He took care of the cows. So now his father's gone. So they sold a number of implements and tractors and things. And you look around at the conditions that are there. And he said sort of proudly, I'm getting $18 a hundredweight for my milk. Well, I don't know about you, but if you're a dairy guy, I remember the last time I figured it out, my cost to make milk was almost $24 a hundredweight. So down there, maybe they do a little better sharpening their pencils and figuring out how to do the feed. But this is the problem. And the people in Washington don't know. They don't care. They're boneheads when it comes to this stuff. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about concerns being expressed now in the administration among people that don't know anything about agriculture, about how much money is being spent to bail out the farmers and where it's actually going. I'll talk more about that after this.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
So back to the focus of how much money is flowing, not necessarily to the farmers that need it. I went off on this too a couple of weeks ago, and I gave you lists of people who are getting the money and corporations and hedge funds that are getting money thanks to their connection to Sonny Perdue, who's another flat-footed zero as far as I'm concerned when it comes. I mean, Trump I kind of give a pass to because he's a hamburger-eating New Yorker who doesn't know from nothing about farming. Giving him a pass, he's the boss, so the buck stops there. But Sonny Perdue is no bright light in the agricultural community, and he's got his pals, and a lot of the money that's going from this first $16 billion bailout, now there's another 15 or 16 that's coming along, is not going to help the people. I told you, I mean, not that I really need it, but people my size, I got $89 from this. Meanwhile, there are some of these hedge funds that have Park Street addresses in New York. They got $8 million, things like that. They don't address the other things that were allowed to happen since Bush and his pals, the Suiza family, that's basically in control of DFA, they all are benefiting hugely from this, as an example. And then there are the commodity people, the commodity brokers, the people in the Chicago Mercantile, the soybean people and the corn people. This is a problem. And it's not being solved because there isn't enough scrutiny. Where's the Washington Post on this? Where's the New York Times? Where's the Boston Globe? Where are all of these hackers and slashers on these phony news channels? Where, this is news. You don't see much about this on, if any, on Fox or MSNBC or CNN. No. You go to the farm channels, maybe RFD, you can see it there, but you don't see it in the mainstream media. Meanwhile, it's you and me, or maybe the mainstream, putting it to the test of understanding who's in the mainstream, the effects of all of this, you will be feeling. You're going to feel it in the price of food this winter, actually. And then as things go on, the availability of food that is grown in America. Remember, a lot of the stuff that we import is not inspected and cared for the way American food grown here in America is taken care of. So that's a factor here. Something we need to get after the politicians and be on them all the time. That's my advice. That's what I'm doing. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.